Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Cody from Plainville.
Hello, Cody.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Cody's a middle school English teacher, Kennedy.
Bless your heart.
Straighten up. Punctuate everything correctly, please, Dan, in all the questions, yes?
I'll make sure none of them end in a preposition.
All right, well done. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Cody?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win the money. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had three secret families.
Exhausting.
What?
I can barely keep track of one normal girlfriend.
I would watch that 30 for 30. Frosty had a corncob pipe, a button nose. His eyes were made of what?
Coal.
It was a different time. Three families in this economy, who could afford it?
Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart just got married. Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the Jersey Shore?
Ronnie.
One punch, bro.
Ron, stop.
Babbel posted its list of the most mispronounced word of 2025. They include Munjaro, acetaminophen, and the Louvre. Which city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
Do you have to say it like that?
The Louvre, yes. Walt Disney was born today, all the way back in 1901. He created one of the biggest empires on Earth. Which of these is the highest grossing animated movie Disney has ever released? Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, Toy Story 3.
Inside Out 2.
And question number five, Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2024 and is featured in commercials with Post Malone?
Commercials with Post Malone.
Need an answer.
The guy from Workaholics, maybe.
Nope, not him. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What books are we reading in English this year?
We're going to be starting The Outsiders in the new year.
Oh, S.E. Hinton, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Barrett read that last year. All right, here we go, Kennedy. Cody from Plainville got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right, my guy.
And he would know as an English teacher that's an 80.
Yes.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had three secret families.
Wow.
Right?
Happy birthday! Frosty had a corncob pipe, a button nose. His eyes were made of what?
Coal.
Now we know why. He was dead inside. Tied at one, question number two. That is just wild. How did you even find that out, Dan?
The internet.
But who types that in? puts that in somewhere.
Don't worry about what I do. Just enjoy it.
Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart just got married. Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the show?
Ronnie.
Yes, it was Ronnie. Like, here's some information you needed to know about the voice of Frosty the Snowman. He had three secret families. I just can't get over that.
Like, the 30s, 40s, 50s, we all think they were a more wholesome time. They absolutely were not. Those movie stars were married five times, at least.
Babbel posted the list of the most mispronounced words of 2025. They include Manjaro, acetaminophen, and the Louvre. Which city is the Louvre in?
It is in Paris.
Yes, Paris. Tied at three. Walt Disney was born today, all the way back in 1901. He created one of the biggest empires on Earth. Which of these is the highest grossing animated movie Disney has ever released? Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, Toy Story 3. Highest grossing.
Inside Out wasn't in theaters, was it? I'm going to say Frozen 2.
Inside Out 2.
Dang it.
Oh, it just got very interesting.
4-3. Question number 5. Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2024 and has been featured in commercials with Post Malone? If I can see it on her face.
Yeah.
We don't even have to wait, do we? He's...
Dennis Leary.
That is incorrect, Kennedy. That is incorrect. That means Cody gets the win. Shane Gillis is the correct answer. Shane Gillis.
Yeah, I did a Super Bowl commercial together and everything.
I don't have cable. I don't watch commercials. Mm.
Well, what kind of fun is that? Boo.
How will you keep up with who's slinging beer?
I don't know. Yeah. Clearly, I need to.
Do better, Kennedy.
I'll try.
Well, congratulations, Cody. You won yourself the $100. Not only did you win the money, but you won yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th to the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. Buy tickets at comshakes.org. You've got them for free, so congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Have a great day at school. Do you want to say where you teach?
Yeah, I teach at King Philip Middle School in Norfolk.
Walk through those hot halls with your chest out today, because not many people beat Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can still win with an 80. See that, teacher?
Right.
Kennedy, what do you want to say to Cody before you go?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Cody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Aaron from Norton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Declan and Lucy on the way to school. Yep. Good morning, Declan. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Was that Declan or Lucy?
Declan.
Okay. How old are you, Declan?
10.
And how old's Lucy?
8.
Good deal. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And Mom's going to win $1,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of Christmas presents.
It's a lot of pie. It's a lot of pie.
A lot of pie.
All right, she's gone. She can't hear it. Here we go. Question number 1. Jennifer Lopez is in the process of getting her Ben Affleck tattoo removed. Jennifer Lopez once co-headlined the Super Bowl halftime show. Who did she co-headline with?
Jennifer Lopez.
Need an answer.
Bruno Mars.
Question number 2. Cheetos are bringing a new product to the shelves with their early 2026 introduction of Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Puffs. What has Cheetos' slogan been since
1997? It was the guy, the Cheeto guy.
No.
Oh my God. He's orange.
All right. Question number three. Johnny Resnick, 60 years old today. He's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Take a listen to this Goo Goo Dolls song and then name it.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Name that song.
I just want you to know who I am.
Question number four. There's a new Men in Black movie in the works, and they want to get Will Smith back, who played his Men in Black partner in the original movies. Which actor?
Jamie Foxx.
Question number five. Country star Megan Maroney says on Christmas Eve, her family watches It's a Wonderful Life, and her dad makes cookies.
I love a little tradition.
In It's a Wonderful Life, they say every time blank happens, an angel gets its wings.
Every time. Oh, my God, I'm blanking.
Need an answer.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, at least we know you're not cheating. I appreciate that.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Mac and Declan and Lucy got 0 out of 5.
No.
That is a Mac. Mickety, mickety, Mac. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, not really. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez is in the process of getting her Ben Affleck tattoo removed. J-Lo once co-headlined the Super Bowl halftime show. Who did she co-headline with?
Shakira.
Yes, Shakira, 1-0. Cheetos are bringing a new product to the shelves with the early 2026 introduction of new Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Puffs.
Ooh.
What has Cheetos' slogan been since
1997? Oh. I don't know.
Dangerously cheesy, Kennedy. 1-0. Johnny Resnick, 60 years old today. He's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Take a listen to this Goo Goo Dolls song and then name it.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Iris?
So good.
That is a Fayetteville, North Carolina song, if I ever heard one.
There's a new Men in Black movie in the works, and they want to get Will Smith back. Who played his Men in Black partner in the original movies? Which actor?
Tommy Lee Jones.
3-0. Country star Megan Maroney, who, by the way, was number 4 on my Wrapped list for 2025. I love her. She says her family watches It's a Wonderful Life, and her dad makes cookies on Christmas Eve.
That is wholesome.
In It's a Wonderful Life, they say every time blank happens, an angel gets its wings.
A bell rings.
Yes, every Aaron. Time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
I knew that one.
What? Girl.
I'm very distracted this morning.
Oh, it's all right.
It's harder when the bright lights are on and you're on the radio.
Okay. I get it.
And you're staring down the barrel of Kennedy.
Right. And you got Declan and Lucy just side-eyeing you. You're getting none right. All right. Well, Aaron, we do appreciate you calling in this morning to play. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We hope you and Declan and Lucy and the whole family have a nice holiday, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Declan, and we can't be Kennedy.
Oh, you outsourced your loss?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back. During the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy from Rockland, it's Emily.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Emily?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Kennedy's wearing a sweatshirt that says, "My rates went up."
I love that.
It's so good. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in New England for June 13th for her wedding, but another couple had already booked it, so she paid them off to change their date. The venue is in the same state she owns her mansion. Which state is that?
Rhode Island.
22 years ago today in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married Chris Martin, 5 months before giving birth to their daughter. Back in the day, their daughter made headlines for her unusual name, which is?
Apple.
Question number three. Frankie Muniz, 40 today. He was the star of Malcolm in the Middle and is reprising the role for the reboot. Which famous actor played his dad, Hal, on the show before later becoming Walter White?
I know his name. I just watched Breaking Bad. Oh!
That came from your soul.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, we need an answer.
Question number four.
Bryan Cranston.
Question number four. The Masked Singer returns January 7th with all new costumes. There will also be an Ozzy Osbourne tribute night. Which singer won the very first season of The Masked Singer?
I never watched that show.
That's going to be tough to get that answer then. Question number five. Kenny Chesney shared that Jimmy Buffett made it on stage at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute, even though he had passed away the year before because they snuck a small urn of Jimmy's ashes on stage during the performance. What was Jimmy Buffett's backing band called?
My mother would kill me. I cannot
okay.
remember.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Your mother a big parrot head?
She was. She loved Jimmy Buffett. Mm.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I see your rates have gone up.
Yes, they do. Know you're worth and double it, friends.
That feels like a Sal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Emily got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Oh, what's up with my ding?
Soft ding. That's more like a ying.
A ying.
D is silent.
There it is. So here we go, Kennedy. Question number one. These are tough. Did I say that?
You did.
Yeah. They've gotten tougher since we started.
Okay.
Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in New England for June 13th for her wedding, but another couple already had it, so she paid them off, allegedly, to change their date. The venue is in the same state she owns her mansion in, which is?
Rhode Island.
Tied to one. 22 years ago today in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married Chris Martin 5 months before giving birth to their daughter. Back in the day, their daughter made headlines for her unusual name, which is?
Apple.
2-2. Frankie Muniz, 40 today. He was the star of Malcolm in the Middle and is reprising the role for the reboot. Which famous actor played his dad, Hal, on the show before later becoming Walter White?
Bryan Cranston.
I saw him in some movie the other day, and it was like an iconic movie, like a really old movie, and he was a super young actor in it, and he was very good. And I just, for the life of me, I can't think of, I was shocked when I saw him in it. I was like, oh my God, that's Bryan Cranston.
He's been around for a long time.
He's been doing it for a minute.
He was so handsome when he was younger, too.
He's not handsome now? What happened?
I mean, for an older guy, he is still very handsome, but...
3-3, question number 4. The Masked Singer returns January 7th with all new costumes. There will also be an Ozzy Osbourne tribute night. Which singer won the very first season of The Masked Singer?
Is it T-Pain?
It was.
Put some respect on Tallahassee Pain.
4-3, question number 5. Kenny Chesney shared that Jimmy Buffett made it on stage at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute, even though he'd passed away the year before, because they snuck a small urn of Jimmy's ashes on stage during their performance. What was Jimmy Buffett's backing band called?
The Coral Reefer Band.
Yes, that is it. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. 4-3 is the final score. Was that a reference to weed? Also?
No, Coral Reef.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe, probably.
I just clicked in my head. I was like, was that like a clever reference to weed and we never noticed it before? I was today years old when I just thought of that. Who knows?
Wikipedia says yes, both.
Huh.
I mean, I always assumed it was.
Did you? It just never.
A double entendre.
It never crossed my mind
Me
until
neither.
Today.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Look at that. Learn something new every day, Kennedy.
I guess I do. And I appreciate it.
It's right in front of your eyes. Don't even see it.
Huh. All right.
Wild. All right, Emily, you don't get the money. Thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily, and I can't beat Kennedy. And you said she's won 3-4. She won 3-5.
Thanks, Boo.
Oh, my apologies. I will
put some respect on her name.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to go listen to some reefer band.
I have my own hype girl. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
I swear I just heard a dog bark, but that was probably just in my ears.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hello to Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Is Cisco going with
Thank you?
No, he's staying here. My dog is in here hanging out with us this morning.
Sure is.
Yep. Keep him away from that beautiful tree, Dan.
He hasn't knocked any ornaments off. He's been a very good boy.
He's a good boy. All right. Here we go, Melanie.
I heard you say that this morning.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000, okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
That
thank
would be really
you.
Good. And I know your husband, Ted, is there to help out a little bit, I guess, huh?
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
It's always good to have backup.
Here we go. Question number 1. The Celtics won big over the Wizards last night. Final score is 146-101. It sounds like a game from the 50s. 146 points.
Right? I know.
And this, despite their biggest star, has been on the bench with an injury for the entire season. Who is he? Oh.
Who was that? Oh. Jay, I don't follow basketball.
Did somebody cut Ted off
hearing.
In traffic?
Yeah, what just happened there? What happened?
Oh, yeah, that was what happened. Somebody was cutting us off. We were going to the eye doctor, but we're here now.
You let him know.
Is it Jaylen Brown? No, I forget the name.
All right, question number 2.
That guy cut us off.
Yeah.
Well, focus on that, Quinn. We're on to 2.
Here we go. Thank you for not swearing at that person, because I would have. All right. This crooner named Michael says we should start listening to Christmas music in June, but it has for selfish reasons that he says that. He says it would be great for my streaming revenue. Who is he? What is the crooner's name? Michael what?
Yeah.
No.
We don't know that one either.
Question number three. She's Snoop Dogg's good friend, and she has survived 3 lightning strikes, including one that zapped her in the ear through her phone. And when she dies, she wants to be composted on her property. What is her name?
Oh, good Lord. Snoop Dogg. Is it Martha Stewart?
Question number four.
Yeah, we'll go with Martha Stewart.
Let's go, Ted. Question number four. Kim Cattrall got married. What TV show made her famous?
Sex in the City.
Question number five. A radio consultant says there are only 100 to 125 mainstream Christmas songs that really matter, and if you deviate too far from them, you lose listeners. Can you name Brenda Lee's big holiday hit?
Do you remember that one?
Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
No? All right. Let's
get... White Christmas? No, it's not White Christmas. Is it the one about the hippopotamus?
Kennedy! I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's Gayla Peavy. That is a great song.
Wow, what a pull.
It is.
You didn't know that was Gayla Peavy? I thought everybody knew
it's
that,
like,
Dan.
It's like his favorite song.
That is my... Yeah, that's at the top of the list.
Gayla Peavy could tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm Gayla Peavy, and I would say, what is that?
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melanie and Ted got 2 out of 5.
All right.
And almost into a car accident also in the middle of that.
It was a hectic round.
No, it was wild. There was a horn honking. Yes, I think they threw their ice dunks at somebody. I don't know. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Celtics won big over the Wizards last night, Kennedy. The final score in what sounds like a video game score was 146 to 101. And this despite the Celtics' biggest star has been on the bench with an injury all season. Who is he?
I don't know. Jason Tatum?
You do know, actually. 1-0.
I just said that to my husband. Darn it.
This crooner named Michael says we should start listening to Christmas songs in June, but he's being selfish because it would be great for his mainstream or his streaming revenue. Who is the crooner, Kennedy?
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé, yes, 2-0. She is Snoop's good friend and has survived 3 lightning strikes, including one that zapped her in the ear through her phone. And when she dies, she wants to be composted on her property. Who is she?
Martha Stewart.
3-1, question number 4. Kim Cattrall got married. What TV show made her famous?
Sex in the City.
4-2, question number 5. A radio consultant says there are only 100 to 125 mainstream Christmas songs that really matter, Kennedy. And if you deviate too far from them, you're going to lose listeners. Can you name Brenda Lee's big holiday hit?
Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
It is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, nice.
Yep, that is the one. Damn radio consultants ruining Christmas. We only get 100 songs. What the hell is that about? Is I want a hippopotamus on that list, Kennedy? I think not.
I don't know.
Should be if it's not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
A shame.
Well, Melanie and Ted, you two are a delight. Please call in anytime to play, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Great job, Kennedy.
You too, hon. Thanks for being with us.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. This is Mel and Ted from Hudson, New Hampshire, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.